我记得很清楚啊，我信主的时候呢，是在大学一年级的圣诞节。
I remember clearly when I first believing in God is my freshman in university.
是在圣诞节期间我做的决志祷告。
Christmas, I dedicate myself.
后来呢，就很认真的在学生团契里面，在教会里面得到牧养。
After that, I grew in the student ministry.
到了大学二年级的中秋节的期间呢，我受洗。在，
我能听到啊，没问题
可以吗？
啊。OK。
在第二年，就是大学二年级的中秋节期间，我受洗。
So the second year in during the Mid-Autumn Festival, I got baptized.
然后，在我决志信主整整一年的时间呢，在我大学二年级的那个圣诞节，学生团契要举办一个圣诞节的晚会。
After 1 year, so the student ministry is going to have a Christmas party.
那么，这个晚会呢，主要是福音性质的。
So this Christmas party is for mostly for preaching.
For evangelism，
Evangelism.
我们会准备的邀请一些学生，甚至有老师一起来参加。
We invite students and some teachers come to join us.
我们准备的呢有好几首赞美诗的合唱。
We prepare several songs.
我们有这个圣经故事的话剧。
Also, we prepare a Bible story drama.
到了最后呢，会有一个布道。
At the end, we have a ministry preaching. Sermon.
结果这个学生团契的带领人安排我来做这个布道。
And this the leader of the student ministry arranged me to be the preacher.
我当时脑子里面呢有10万个我做不到的理由。
At that time, I have 10,000 reasons I can't do it.
我说我太年轻了。
I'm too young.
我说我还没有神学院的学位，
I don't have a degree from the Bible college.
我甚至圣经都还没有通读过一遍呢。
I haven't even complete a Bible.
我说我才刚刚受洗，没有几个月的时间。
I only baptized for several months.
但是呢，这个带领人他用一个故事来鼓励我。
But the leader encouraged me by using a story.
我记得我后来呢，真的这个晚会开始了以后，我更加紧张了。
I remember I got so nervous after the party started.
我本来以为我们可能会邀请十几位这个学生和老师来。
At first, I anticipate we only invite like 10 or 20 students and teachers.
是我的信心太小了。
My faith is too small.
结果来了一两百个人。
At the end, there's more than 100 people attending.
我那个时候讲道呢，是每个字都要写下来，拿着一张纸。
At that time, when my sermon, I have to write down every words and read from it.
到了快到我讲道的时候，我就越来越害怕。
I become more and more nervous and worried, approaching the time is my turn.
后来终于要轮到我讲道的时候呢，我就是站在那里。拿着这个写的这个稿子，头也不敢抬，就盯着那个字，然后就那样念。念的时候呢，努力的控制住这个手不能发抖。
At the time when I'm preaching, I have to hold up the paper and read words by words and have to control my hands not shaking.
很成功的，我控制住手不抖，但腿一直都在抖。
I was successful to control my hand not shaking, but my leg got shake a lot.
然后呢，我们今天讲到的题目是从"我不行"到神的器皿。
And today our topic is from I cannot to God's vessel.
我们分享的经文呢是《出埃及记》的第4章。
So our Our Bible verses is Exodus and chapter 4.
我本来说我做不到，我不可能讲到的时候呢，那个带领人讲了一个故事来鼓励我。这个故事是谁的故事呢？
So at that time, I said I can't do the preaching. So the leader told me a story about to encourage me.
这是在维多利亚时代的英格兰地区。
Is in Victorian age, in England.
有一个年轻人叫做斯布珍。
There's a young man. His name is Spurgeon.
他从小很爱主。
He loved God since he's very young.
他16岁的一天呢，下大雪，他去了一个教堂。
When he was 16, and in a snowing day, he went to a church.
结果呢，因为下大雪，大家左等右等，那个牧师呢就没有办法来。
Because the snow is so heavy and everybody's waiting, but the pastor never showed up.
后来大家呢说，斯布珍，你来给我们讲道吧。
At the end, everybody say, and Spurgeon, so why don't you come to give a sermon?
这16岁的少年说，怎么可能，我这么年轻，我连大学都没有上过，我没有准备，怎么能讲到呢？
And this 16-year-old young man and say, you know, it's not possible. I never go to college and I'm so young. How can I give a sermon?
后来呢，大家鼓励他，他就战战兢兢的去讲了一篇道。
By the encouragement of everyone, he went to give a sermon very nervously.
结果没有想到呢，这个会众中间很多人泣不成声，非常受感动。
Surprisingly, and all the audience, many of the people, and they are so moved, they cry.
后来斯布真的就成为维多利亚时代呢一个最有影响力的布道家之一。
So Spurgeon became one of the most influential minister preacher in Victorian age.
我们今天要看的这个人物呢是摩西。
Today we look at Moses.
我们在开始讲到之前呢，一起做一个祷告。
So let's pray before the sermon.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear God.
感谢主让我们有这样的权柄来到你的面前。
Thank you to we have the power to come to you.
愿你此时此刻就临在我们中间。
So let the Holy Spirit fill us.
求你的圣灵呢就充满我们每一个人。
Like, give us Holy Spirit to fill up everyone.
求你拿走我们心中的不信。
And please take away the not belief.
让我们听到你的呼召的时候就勇敢的跟从你。
Let's follow your calling.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, God. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们看见神呢，很早很早的时候就拣选了摩西。
We saw God choose Moses a long time ago.
那么给他充分的预备。
And prepare him sufficiently.
前40年呢，把他放在埃及的皇宫里面接受最好的教育。
In the first 40 years, and put him in Egyptian royal palace to have the best education.
结果后40年呢，把他放在旷野里面做一个卑微的牧羊人。
So the last 40 years and put him in the wild to be a shepherd.
一直等到摩西80岁的时候呢，耶和华神在荆棘的火焰中向他显现呼召他。
Until he's 80 years old, then God showed him in the flame.
要给他一个不可能完成的任务。
And gave him a mission impossible.
要让他去埃及呢，把在那里做奴隶几百年的希伯来人要带出来。
Send him to Egypt to take all the Israelites and out of the slavery for several hundred years.
结果呢，我们在第三章还有第四章，我们看见摩西呢，就不断的推辞。
In the chapter 3 and chapter 4, we saw Moses always refused to go.
他一共有五次的推辞。
He refused 5 times.
那么我们今天讲到的分成三个部分。
So today we have 3 main points.
第一个部分呢是神的主权问题，你手里有什么？
The first one is God's servant question, what is in your hand?
第二个部分呢是神的造物主的权柄，谁造了你的口？
The second part is God's creator's authority, who made your mouth?
第三个部分呢是神的预备恩典，在你说话之前，神就已经把这样的恩典给你了。
The third part is God's prevenient grace before you even ask.
我们来看摩西他第一次推辞他的借口是什么样的。
Excuse first, one.
摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites?Israelite out of the Egypt.
摩西他这个时候他已经没有之前那个做埃及的王子那样的傲气了。
Most at this time, he doesn't really have the pride to be a prince, the Egyptian prince.
他原本呢是一个本来是按照法律需要面对死亡的男婴。
According to law, he was going to be killed.As an infant.
但是神呢却让埃及的公主呢收养了他。
But God led the Egyptian princess to adopt him.
结果他那个时候最意气风发的时候呢，他想要用自己的血气，自己的能力去主持正义。
At the time he was young and energetic, and he wanted to use his ability to be judge.
结果他呢打死了一个埃及人，那时候不得不逃亡离开了埃及。
At that time he killed an Egyptian and he had to escape from Egypt.
所以这个时候的摩西呢，他不仅仅是一个失败的人，而且是一个逃亡的人。
So at that time Moses is a failure and also is a fugitive.
而且他在旷野里面作为一个牧羊人四十年，他现在更可怜的是，他是一个被遗忘的人。
And also, after spending 40 years in the wilderness, and he almost forgotten by everyone.
他以为他的人生呢，就会这样结束了。
He thought his life is going to be over like this.
这时候，神给他这样一个大的使命的时候呢，他说：“我是谁呀？我怎么可能做这样的事情？”
So.At that time, God gave him a big mission, and he questioned, so who am I? How can I accomplish this?
摩西呢，他的第二个借口是什么？
Moses' second excuse.
我们一起来读出埃及记三章十三节。
Let's read Exodus 3, chapter 3, 13.
摩西对神说，我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来，他们若问我说，他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？
Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and said to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. Then they ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them?
摩西呢，他的心里面有特别多的担心。他说：“那么我去告诉他们，这个神啊，神要我来带你们离开这个埃及地。那么他们问这个神的名字是什么呢？”
Moses has so many worries, and he said, "If I go ask him, God sent me to bring you out of the Egypt. So if they ask, what's his name? What should I say?"
然后这时候神呢启示，神居然是有名字的。这个名字呢是中文翻译作耶和华，这个希伯来文呢读作 Yahweh。
So God actually has a name. So in Chinese is 耶和华 ，in Yahweh， in Hebrew is Yahweh。
这个 Yahweh 这个词呢本来是一个动词。
Yahweh was original verb.
那么这个动词的意思呢，就是是，就是存在，就是那样一个，有点像英文的 is, are 这样的一个动词。
So the meaning of Yahweh is yes, is or being.
那么这个圣经在这里呢，耶和华说，因为我是自由拥有的。
In Bible say because I am and I was.
神用这样一个存在这样一个动词来作为他的名字，表示他是宇宙间所有的存在，不管是时间、空间、物质，所有存在的基础。
God used is, it means is the base of all the existences in the universe.
然后我们来看摩西的第三个借口是什么
？Excuse three.
我们一起来读四章一节。摩西回答说：“他们必不信我，也不听我的话，必说耶和华并没有向你显现。”
Exodus chapter 4 verse 1. Moses answered, "What if they do not believe me or listen to me and say the Lord did not appear to you?"
这个耶和华神已经在第三章，我们看到曾经应许说以色列的长老必听你的。
So in chapter 3, God already promised the Israeli will listen to you.
但是摩西呢还是没有信心。
But Moses still don't have faith.
还是在推辞。
Still refused.
然后摩西回答说他们必不信我也不听我的话。
And he answered, they don't believe me or listen to me.
这个神怎么样回应他呢？
How God answered him.
神问他一个问题。
God asked him a question.
我们一起来读第二节。耶和华对他说，你手里是什么？他说，是杖。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 2. The Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? A staff, he replied.
摩西呢，手里拿着一个很普通的一个牧羊人，这个牧羊的时候要用的手杖。
Moses bring a very common stick, and normally the shepherd used to chase the sheep.
这个手杖呢，可以赶羊。当狼群来袭击这个羊的时候呢，也可以作为这个防身护卫的武器。
The staff can use to chase the sheep, and also can use for defense when the wolf come.
那么全知全能的神为什么要问他你手里是什么？神难道不知道吗
？But the Almighty God asked him, "What do you have in your hand?" And God should know that.
但是神呢，一定要让摩西自己看一看手里拿的是什么东西。
So God asked Moses and let him see what he has in his hand.
后来呢，神就显出一个神迹来。
So God also performed a miracle.
神让摩西呢把这个手杖丢在地上。
God asked him to put down the staff.
后来大家读过经文知道那个手杖呢就变成一条蛇。
So everybody knew then the staff become a snake.
我相信摩西呢肯定很害怕，可能连着后退了好几步。
I believe Moses is so afraid he probably goback a few steps.
但是神呢又说你从那个尾巴上拎起来，一拎的时候呢，这个蛇又变成了一根手杖。
So God told him, so pick up from the tail, after pick up from the tail, the snake become a staff.
耶和华神呢是说这是要叫他们信耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神向你显现了。
So this said the Lord is so that they may believe the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
这个神迹呢，神是要让摩西行在法老的面前，让埃及人，和以色列人都相信耶和华神向摩西显现了。
So the purpose of this miracle is in front of Pharaoh, is like the Egyptians.And the Israelites, and to believe This is God's will.
那么这个手杖呢，其实很有象征意义。
So there's many meanings for this staff.
因为摩西呢，他突然在一个荆棘的火焰中听到有声音。
So God, Moses heard the voice from the flames.
而且叫他的名字，摩西，摩西。
And call his name Moses and Moses.
而且呢，这个火焰在这个荆棘中燃烧，这个荆棘的并没有被烧尽。
And the flame burned from the bush, and the bush didn't really got burned down.
其实人的第一反应是很害怕、很紧张，要紧紧的攥住自己防身的唯一的这样的一个杖。
So the first response for human beings is that they feel so afraid, so nervous, and they grip very tightly to their staff.
但是神呢，却命令说让他把这个杖呢丢掉。
But God ordered Moses to throw away this staff.
这个呢，不光是神要行一个神迹，而且也有一个象征的意义，就是我们攥住的是什么样的东西。
So this miracle, not only the God performed the miracle, also tell us the meaning and let us realize what we try to grip so tightly.
有的时候我们人生中最纠结或者最放不下的那个东西，就像是这样一个很普通的手杖。
Sometimes in our life, we hold tightly the we treasure the most is like the staff we are holding.
这个手杖的这个东西呢，本身好像也变成一种这种我们的依靠。
Sometimes this staff is become our dependent.
这个东西呢，有可能是我们觉得是我们自己的能力我们所依靠的，也有可能是我们觉得我们自己的不足我们所这个恐惧的。
Sometimes it's because we trust our capability, and sometimes because it's our we kind of we rely on our inadequacy.
不管这个是这个长处还是弱点，神觉得这个不重要，重要的是你愿意丢下它，让神来决定怎么使用它吗？
Doesn't matter whether it's your strong point or weak point, and God just want to see how you deal with it.
然后特别让我感动的就是我后来读圣经，我看到神并没有给摩西换一个，比方说镶满钻石的一个很神奇的全新的bling bling 的手杖。
The point make me move the most is God didn't really give a luxury staff, a new luxury staff of decorated with all the diamond and bling bling diamond staff.
就是摩西这个很普通的，可能就是一个树枝修剪过的，可能甚至是用旧的这样一个手杖。
And this is a very common old staff, probably just a branch from the tree.
后来，这个摩西呢，愿意把这个手杖交给神的时候呢，神就使用这样一个手杖，在法老面前行了神迹。
When Moses willingly gave the staff to God, and God used this staff to perform a miracle in front of Pharaoh.
甚至是后来呢，摩西这个用这个手杖来降下十灾的时候呢，也是同样的手杖。
So when Moses dropped the 10 plagues and also used the same staff.
后来当以色列人来到红海面前，摩西举起手杖分开红海的时候呢，还是同样的手杖。
So when Israeli come to the Red Sea and Moses used the same staff part the Red Sea.
后来呢，他们希伯来人来到旷野没有水喝的时候呢，摩西敲打一个石头涌出泉水，还是同样的手杖。
When Israelites come to the desert, there's no water to drink, and Moses used the same staff to strike the water from the rock.
后来在旷野里面呢，有别的外邦人这个要用军事的力量阻挡他们前进，摩西高举手杖，后来希伯来人就取得胜利。
So when the When the enemy tried to fight them in the wilderness, and Moses used the same staff and be lifted in battle.
还是同样的那个普普通通的牧羊人的手杖。
Still the same shepherd staff.
有的时候我们觉得可能我得有一个镶满钻石的手杖才可能去做这样的事情。
Sometimes we thought we might need to have a staff full of diamond.
但是神说这个不重要，重要的是你愿意交给他，交给神，让神来使用它。
But God said those are not important. The most important things you are willingly to give to God, let God use it.
我们来看今天的第二个部分。
Let's see the second part.
就是神的造物主权柄，神问说谁造了你的口？
God's creator's authority, who made your mouth?
我们也来看摩西的第四个借口。
Let's see the number four excuses for Moses.
一起来读第十节。
摩西
对耶和华说，主啊，我素日不是能言的人，就是从你对仆人说话以后也是这样，我本是拙口笨舌的。
Let's read Exodus chapter 4 verse 10. Moses said to the Lord, Pardon your servant, Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither been the past, nor since you have spoken to your servant.I am slow of speech and tongue.
如果四十年前摩西还在埃及的王宫里做王子的时候，他这样讲，我可能不太相信的。
So, if 40 years ago, when Moses is still a prince in Egyptian palace, if he say that, I don't believe him.
那时候他可能是非常的自信，可能接受很好的教育，可能经常是有机会，去表达他的口才的。
So at that time, he's very confident. He had a very good education. He has many opportunity to show his skill of speaking.
可能，过了这四十年，他经历了所有的挫败，他在旷野里牧羊四十年，可能没有机会跟别人有更多的互动。这时候他说是他是拙口笨舌的，我相信。
After 40 years in the wilderness, after so many torture and suffering, he didn't have a lot of opportunity to interact with people and to talk to people. And I believe what he said, he's slow of speech.
耶和华神是怎么样回应他的呢？
And how Jesus answered him.
神没有说，哎，你不是拙口笨舌的，你本来口才很好啊。我特别是预备你，你在埃及接受最好的教育，你怎么能说你是拙口笨舌的呢？
But God didn't really refute him and say, "Oh, you're not. So I prepare you in Egyptian palace, let you have a good education." Didn't really refute him.
这个事情不重要。
This is not important.
神说什么重要呢？我们一起来读十一节。耶和华对他说：“谁造人的口呢？”谁使人口哑、耳聋、目明、眼瞎呢？岂不是我耶和华吗？
This is not important. What is most important is, let's read the chapter 11, verse 11. Lord said to him, Who gave human beings their mouths? Who make them deaf or mute? Who gave them sight or make them blind? Is it not I, the Lord?
那个耶和华神说，你到底是这个能说话的还是不会说话的，这些都不重要，重要的是耶和华神自己，他是掌管这一切的，他的主权可以让摩西在他的软弱上变得刚强。
Whether he can talk or he cannot talk is not important. So the most important is God to make himcould give him power in weakness.
在这个宗教改革期间呢，这些改教家他们提出来几个很重要的属灵的原则。
In the religious reformation, so some theologians, so they bring up a few principles.
有一个原则呢，就是这个唯独荣耀归神。
One principle is only the glory to Okay, Soli Deo Gloria.
这个是拉丁文。
This is Latin.
那么，很多时候我们读圣经的时候，我们会发现神有意的要使用软弱的人。
When we read Bible, we realize a lot of times God uses the weakness.
很多时候神做事的时候呢，要排除所有其他人的成就的可能性，让大家了解到那完全是神在做事情，荣耀只是归给神的。
Many times when God tried to God perform things, He will take away all the human factors and to make people realize only God can perform.
我们在读士师记的时候呢，我们看见有一个士师叫做基甸。
When we read the Bible, we see
a judge.
A judge, and there's a
Gideon.
There's a person named Gideon.
那么神让基甸去带领这个以色列人反抗外敌，可能有十几万的军队的时候呢，神最后只留下了300个人。
So God tried to use Gideon to fight enemy of several million people. Oh, okay, 10,000 people, and he only kept 300 people.
让人们了解到呢，这个胜利不可能是人的成就，完全是神的荣耀。
Like people see that this victory is not from human, is from God.
当先知以利亚在和巴利的这些祭司斗法的时候，
So when Elijah tried to
compete with the prophet, false prophets of Baal.
Okay.
So what?以利亚呢，让人们先在那个祭坛上浇了很多的水。
Elijah asked people to pour a lot of water on the altar.
然后呢，他才祷告让神降火在那个祭坛之上。
Then he prayed for God to put fire on the altar.
浇很多水呢，是让大家知道这不可能是巧合的事情，这必须得是神迹才可能这个有火把这些祭物全部都烧掉。
The pouring water is like people realize is not coincidence. It's only God's miracle can perform this way.
所以我们服侍神的时候呢，一个人他本来的能力如何是不重要的事情。
So when we serve God, so your original capability is not very important.
在哥林多前书一章二十七节，这里呢说神拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
In 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, 27, but the God chose the foolish thing of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things to the, of the world to shame the strong.
这个时候呢，我们一起来读4章12节。
Let's read the chapter 4, 12.
现在去吧。我必赐你口才，指教你所当说的话。
Now go, I will help you to speak and will teach you what to say.
我们看这个顺序特别的有意思。
Let's see the sequence is very interesting.
神不是说我要赐给你口才，等你有口才之后你就去吧。
It's not the God didn't say I will give you the speech, the skill to speech, and when you get it, and you go.
神的顺序是你去吧，而且是现在去吧。
God's sequence is you go and now you go.
你去了之后，我就一定会赐给你口才的。
I will give you the skill of speech after you go.
有可能是在路上。
Perhaps on the way.
我更愿意相信是在摩西面对法老，他嘴唇张开的时候。
I believe is when Moses faced Pharaoh, when he opened his mouth, at that time God gave him the skill to speak.
这时候神赐给他口才，指教他所当说的话。
And God gave him a speak, teach him what to say, and gave him the skill to speak.
神说现在去吧。
God say, now go.
神没有说等你准备好了再去吧。
God didn't say, when you're ready, go when you're ready.
神说你现在去，我会在你去的路上，或者在你开口的时候，把这个你需要的才能赐给你。
God said, "Go now, I will provide as you go."
所以摩西包括我们迈开第一步，这个是神供应的一个开关。
So Moses, the first step is your first step is switch that activate God's provision.
在你的人生里面，你有没有过那样的事情？就是你觉得是应该做，但是你总在等待所有的条件成熟，一直都没有办法开始做。
Have you ever experienced there's something you need to do, but you always wait for the right moment?
比方说，我们教会需要有更多的人来参与在敬拜的事工里面。
So, for example, our church needs so many people come to serve.
你可能会说，哎呀，我的这个嗓子声音不够好。
You say, I don't have a good voice.
可能会觉得，哎，我的乐感不够好。
I'm not good in music.
有的人会说，哎，我平时我这个在家里面唱歌还行，我站在讲台上声音就出不来了。
So some people say I can sing in the bathroom, but when I stand on the stage, my voice is not coming out.
我们教会里有需要有更多的人来带领小组的查经。
And our church need more people to lead the Bible study.
你可能会说，哎呀，我没有口才。
You say I don't know how to speak.
哎呀，我没有读过神学的学位。
I don't have a theology degree.
可能你会说，哎呀，我要是一张口，别人可能都会笑话我。
Perhaps you say when I start to talk and people will laugh at me.
但是神告诉我们的是，你先去做，然后你做的时候呢，神就把这些你需要的才能这样的资源就会赐给你了。
But God told us.Do it now, and while you are doing so, I will give you the resource and the capability.
在哥林多后书十二章九节这里说，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
In Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you.To my power is made perfect in weakness.
然后我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
The number three points.
就是神的预备恩典是在你请求之前神就已经为你预备了。
God's prevenient grace before you even ask.
那么我们来看摩西的第五个借口。
Let's see Moses' five excuse.
我们一起来读四章十三节。摩西说，主啊，你愿意打发谁就打发谁去吧。
Let's read Exodus chapter 4, verse 13. But Moses said, Pardon your servant, Lord. Please send someone else.
摩西呢，已经前面找了四个借口。
Moses already have four excuses before.
神都是正面回应他的。
And God answer him directly.
然后我们看第五次的时候呢，摩西没有别的借口可以找了。
And so let's see the number five excuse, and Moses have no other excuse to say.
他就跟神说：“你去找个别人去派遣吧。
”So he told God and send someone else.
这时候神是怎么样回应他的呢
？Let's see what's God's response to him.
我们来读四章十四节。
Let's read the chapter 4:14.
耶和华向摩西发怒，说：“不是有你的哥哥利未人亚伦吗？我知道他是能言的，他现在出来迎接你，见了你心里必欢喜。”
Then the Lord's anger burned against Moses, and he said, "What about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he can speak well, and he's already on his way to meet you, and he will be glad to see you."
也许摩西是能言的，也许他是口拙的。
Perhaps Moses is good at speech, and perhaps he's slow at speech.
但是神呢，都已经提前想到，而且预备了一个帮助的人。
And God already prepared him, someone can help him.
就是他的哥哥亚伦。
And his brother Aaron.
而且这节经文呢，特别抓住我的注意力的是。神向摩西发怒了。
And this one caught my attention. This verse caught my attention is God's anger towards Moses.
有的时候我们觉得神呢是永远平静的，永远宽容的。
Sometimes we thought God is always peaceful, always very tolerant.
但是我读圣经的时候呢，看见神其实是有鲜明的性格特点的。
But when we read the Bible, we can see God really have all the 3D, you know, characters.
这个时候呢，神居然是对摩西发怒了，因为他不断的在找借口推辞这个事情。
And at this time, God really have anger towards Moses because Moses finds so many excuses to refuse to go.
其实这种不断的推辞对于我们东方人来说是很熟悉的一个情况。
So all this continuous refusion is very, very familiar to us as Asian.
我们很多时候呢，在这个儒家文化里面会觉得这是一种表现谦卑的这个一个方式。
Many times in the Confucian culture, we thought this is a way to express our humble self.
那么我想问大家的是，这个谦卑和缺少信心、不信有没有区别
？And so, I want to ask.Is there any difference between the humility to and the unbelief?
其实是有区别的。
Actually, there's a difference.
很多时候我们可能用这种谦虚谦卑来掩盖我们对神对他的话语的不信。
Sometimes we use the humility to cover our unbelief of his words.
但是这个圣经里面马太福音第六章八节这里说，你们祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已经知道了。
But in Matthew chapter 6 verse 8, your father knows what you need before you ask.
那么在这个出埃及记四章十五节，我们一起来读。你可以向他说话。将当说的话放在他口中，我也要赐你们口才，指教你们所当做的事。
In Exodus, chapter 4, verse 15, you shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help both of you to, both will speak and will teach you what to do.
神在交给我们一个任务的时候，整个这个任务所需要的这个资源，需要的我们的才能，还有整个过程，神都已经计划好了。
When God gives us a task, and all the tasks need the resource and the gift and the capability, God already prepared for us.
我最近呢读到这样一个故事。
I read a true story recently.
在韩国呢，有一个神学家。
There is a theologian, in Korea.
在朝鲜战争的期间呢，他的妻子、孩子。全部都死掉了。
And he lost his wife and children during the Korean War.
他的心中呢充满了悲伤甚至是这种无助、挫败感。
His heart is full of sorrow and helpless.
他来到神面前祷告呢，说：“神啊，我现在一无所有，我还能为你做什么？”
He came to the God and asked God, so God, right now I have nothing. What can I do for you?
神呢就启示他，让他知道他还有一支笔，还有他心中的那样的痛苦。
And God told him, you have sorrow in your heart and you have a pen.
因为这样的痛苦呢，让他可能经历神、理解神的话语，会变得更加的深刻。
And this sorrow and make him enable him to understand God's words deeply.
后来呢，他没有一直这个沉浸在这样的痛苦里面。
Later he didn't really submerge himself in the pain and sorrowness and.
后来呢，他就拿起笔来写这个灵修的材料。
And he start using his pen to write the spiritual material.
后来这个灵修的材料呢，带给几百万的人祝福。
And all he wrote and bring blessing to several million people.
我们来回顾一下今天讲到的三个要点。
Let's recall the three points.
我们要将手中所有的交给神，哪怕是一只普通的牧羊人的手杖。
Surrounding what you have to God, even if just a staff.
还有我们的软弱呢，是神荣耀的舞台，不是神计划的障碍。
Your weakness is a stage of God's glory, not the obstacle to His plan.
而且在我们要去推辞，在我们开口说我不行之前，其实神都已经预备了这些资源才能，让我们去帮助我们去完成这样的任务。
Before we say we cannot try to refuse, God has already prepared the answer.
神的家里呢，需要，弟兄姐妹都来起来服侍。
And in God's house, and God need everyone come to serve.
有什么事情是你觉得你可以做、应该做，但是一直呢又有这样的信心的不足，觉得我不能？
Is there anything and you feel you should do and you can do, but there's some reason you haven't put in action?
选一件，你因为觉得我不行而一直拖延的事情。
And choose one thing you think you postpone and because you say I can't.
我想让你呢迈开第一步，神说你现在去吧。
I want to put the first step and say and God because God say go now.
然后这些才能这些资源神会在适时的合适的时候加给你的。
And all the capability and the resource and God will give to you along the way.
最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
Let's memorize a verse.
我们一起来读出埃及记四章十二节，我们读三遍。
Let's read the Exodus of chapter 4:12 and read three times.
我们一起来读，现在去吧，我必赐你口才，只教你所当说的话。现在去吧，我必赐你口才。只叫你所当说的话，现在去吧，我必赐你口才，只叫你所当说的话。
Now go, I will help you to speak, and will teach you what to say. Now go, I will help you to speak, and will teach you what to say. Now go, I will help you to speak, and will teach you what to say.
我还没有说开始考试，大家已经在向旁边的人背诵出来了。
Before I even say the take the quiz, you already take action.
好，大家都背会了吗？
Everybody can memorize.
好的，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Dear Lord.
我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样宝贵的话语。
Thank you, you gave us the precious words.
你也知道我们每一个人的软弱还有不幸。
You know our mishap and the weakness.
但是主啊，在我们的软弱之上呢，你的能力就彰显出来。
Upon our weakness, your mighty and capability is appeared.
愿意我们把我们每个人现在所有的这个我们牢牢抓住的东西交给你。
And we will give you everything we grip so tightly.
愿意你的主权彰显，愿意你来使用。
And let you use it and use your power.
感谢你，你差遣我们，你使用我们。
Thank you for sending us and use us.
让我们迈开第一步，这个时候你就把我们一切所需要的交给我们。
Let us take the first step and you provide everything else.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
God, we thank you and we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.